that evening after our meeting, Joe Califano remarked to Fred Deming that he was afraid you hadn't focused on one aspect of the statement I'm going to give today, and so I hate to bother you this morning, but I thought I'd better. In the memorandum I sent over the night before to summarize the decisions we were taking, I said that in the statement I plan, I'll quote now, say nothing at this time about sales of participation certificates to the trust funds, but plan to do this if there is a December sale of any proportion into the market. Joe thought that you wanted me at least to squint at the prospect, the eventual prospect, which we thoroughly intend to do, of selling participation certificates to the trust fund. So I would accomplish this by adding three words at two points in the statement I plan to make today. And let me just read it to you so the way it would sound.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Go ahead.
The interest yields available on these high-quality agency securities and participation certificates clearly make these securities attractive investments for the trust accounts. Then later down, one sentence later, I'd say around mid-1966, an increased volume of agency issues and participation certificates involving considerable amounts of new money were sold, bringing rates of return in excess of their normal relationship with direct treasury issues. So this would clearly intimate that we did intend to sell them, and we couldn't be therefore accused of hiding anything in this statement when later in December we do decide to put them on the market.
Are there any arguments against not saying anything?
Yes, well, the argument for not saying anything is that we don't have to provoke a possible controversy about circular financing, and that was the reason I had said in my memorandum that I planned to say nothing at this time.
Well, I believe you're right in your memorandum.
I thought I'd say that.
I saw that in last night, and I'd intended to raise it and discuss it, and we got off on something else. But when I read this, I saw it.
I just hate
I
to
talked to.
Around,
yes,
sir,
I think that may get the headlines and get us, that might get thing off on a hearing. I believe I just eliminate that.
Of course, if they ask me a question at the press conference, I'm going to say, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get
to
it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's what I do.
Right.
I think that's right.
All right.
Now, it looks like your program had a little effect on the bond market, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bond market had
like
very good tone yesterday and a little bit the night before after the news got out.
Now, what else do we do that can affect this thing? Can Bob McNamara just hold back his spending any? Does that help you?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have to refinance much security for your regular budget when you're taking in as much as you're spending, aren't you?
We will have to have refinance some securities that are maturing in October. But our demands on the market, well, they're the heaviest this time of the year because we get less revenue in, and there's more outflow. We're in relatively good shape as far as going to the market. We'll have to go once in October with a refinancing, but we cut that down, you see, by what we did earlier this summer.
What? Yeah, that's good. What time's your press conference?
It's at noon.
12 o'clock. Now what?
This is a very technical press conference, and of course the people that understand this are a fairly limited audience, that is, in the country, the people that deal in and out of the bond market.
How are you going with Chase?
I talked with David Rockefeller. He called me a night before last. Andre Mieres, like a tiger on this thing, and my George Champion told me the other day that when I specifically asked him what kind of blessing did you want from the Federal Reserve Board, and he said, well, access to the discount window with no questions asked. Why, of course, Andre was furious because that wasn't part of his scheme at all for a Champion to ask for unusual privileges, which is what this would be. So that stalled conversations. But when David got back, he'd been away. Andre leveled down on both David and Champion, saying that he thought that was an unreasonable request, and The question is now whether they're just be content with some kind of word of blessing from the Fed that this was a statesmanlike thing to do, or whether they really want to, pick up another $500 million of loans or whatever it is they have on their mind. So I had a conversation with David night before last, one with Andre yesterday, and I'm going to pursue the matter with Governor Robertson again as to whether or not he will make just a polite call saying if they have anything to talk about, he'd be glad to talk to them about it, but he's not going to bargain about access to the discount window. But this is, we've still got this thing up in the air.
And Andre's doing everything he can, but not able to cut the mustard.
Well, he's doing everything he can, and he's not giving up. And I'm of course, once this is out today, I'm going to be in a position, pursuant to your message, to put some pressure on myself.
I just put everything I had. I tried to make that damn interest rate come down anyway.
Well, that's that, Mr. President. As soon as I get through this hearing on Monday, that's my next objective.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. Good luck to you.
Right.